On the bottom, Tosfos on Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, they quote the Kasha of the Rabbeinu Tam. Why did the Chachamim have to institute a Takana Midrabbana of Dirish Chimera Kiksuv and Chimsurin Dami? What he needed for? It only applies when he makes the tzavo when he's a shchimira. Even if he makes the tzavo before, when he's healthy. The same bits with the kaim de rameis, they prove in the Gemara and Gittin in the end of the first parak. Bits with the kaim de rameis even applies if he says it when he's younger. So what do you need the whole? So Tosfos answers that you only, it has to be mitzvah with the kaim de rameis is very restricted. You have to restrict it. It doesn't apply in all the cases. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like this Tosfos, like this answer in Tosfos, has to be hushlish mitchila lekach. So on this Tosfos kasha, the same Tosfos appears in Ksubin stuff, Ayin Amud Aleph, the top Tosfos. So one could have given a teretz on Tosfos kasha. The mitzvah lekaim devei ha'meis is a takanas chachamim, that's what the children should do. It's a mitzvah they should do. But if they don't do it, so what are you going to do? But the Rishchimer Akiksu and Chimser and Dami, that's Mamash Akinyan. The Kinyan is Chal. Mashayna came mitzvah with the Kaim de Rames. It's only a mitzvah that we will tell them they should do it. L'chapan Afkamina. What if, let's say, the father dies and he gave mitzvah with the Kaim de Rames? He said, I want you to give my library to so and so. And the children sold the library before they gave it away to Pliny. So if the father had made divish chimera kiksuv mechim serendami, the sale of the children is not chal. Kiksuv mechim serendami, the father made a kinyan when he was a shchimera. It's kind of lachamisa, but it's a kinyan. But mitzvah, the kamdem meis is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that they should give it away. So if the Yorushim already sold the whole library before they had a chance to give it, before they heard about the mitzvah, let's say, or they didn't care about the mitzvah, they sold it. So Fafam, the sale would be chal, and they won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah. So from the fact that Tosfos didn't give that teretz, it would appear that Tosfos Shita, in asking the kasha, Tosfos Shita seems to be mitzvah l'kam derameis. Not stam a mitzvah, it means that it's mamash akinyan. However, the Nesivus has a sefer on Maseches Gittin, and Ebenezer Hilchas Gittin has called Torah's Gittin. It's a knockout sefer, like the Nesivus, all of his for him. So here on Gittin, Daf Yud Gimel, where the Tosfos talks there also about what do you need the Mamash Loshtin for. You always have a mitzvah that comes around Nes. Such a big mitzvah, such a big universal kinyan. So the Torah's Gittin says that maybe that's the teretz on Tosfos Kasha, the mitzvah that comes to Rav Meis, only a mitzvah, Masheini Kein, the Rish Chimera, that's Mamash Akinyan, and that's the Ramah paskens like that, the Ramah quotes Agos Mordechai, and Choshe Mishpat, that nafkamina ledina, that if the father left instructions, give my library away to the next door neighbor, and the children sold the library, and they didn't follow the father's instruction, the sale was chal, and they won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah. But if the father had given away the divish chimera, the divish chimera is a kinyan, so the sale is not valid, even though they sold it to someone. The plenty has to give it back. So we really don't paskin like this tesis, the way tesis presented. The way we assume the halacha, Tosfos gave other answers. Tosfos gave one suggestion. Maybe mitzvah the kaim de rames is only if it's peh al peh. Then Tosfos in the end, the last three lines, Tosfos backs out from that. Chazabai. Then Tosfos suggested in the beginning, Tosfos quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Meir. Maybe mitzvah the kaim de rames is only if it told them to know, I want you to give the library to Pliny. But if he says, I want the library to go to Pliny, he didn't say Belosh and Sivi what the Yorshim should do. Maybe it doesn't apply in such a case. So those are not quoted. Those suggestions are not quoted. The suggestion that the Shulchan Aruch quotes is the one that the Tosfos has in Gittin on Daf Yud Gimel, that the mitzvah of Kaim de Rames only applies if he took care of it Nechayim in such a way, Hushlash Metchila Lekach, not Stam, it's Biyad Sholish. No, he's given over to the Sholish to take care of this. Let's say, the father, while he's alive, makes a trust for someone. He puts money in his saving account, and he said, this is in trust for Pliny. That's mamish hushlash mitchila lekach, even if it's a reversible trust. Let's say, hushlash mitchila lekach, I give the money over to someone, and I say, after I die, give the money to Pliny. I have a right to back out, because when I'm alive, I can back out and tell him, give me back the money. That's also reversible. So even if you make a reversible trust, that's also called Rav Chaim Oizer writes in his Truvis, he's not sure, what if a person just made a secular will? And the person knows that when you write, this is the last will and testament, that the government will not recognize anything else. You can stand on your head, unless you write another last will and testament. But just make other kinyonim, tell other things about that, the government will just not recognize anything else. So maybe even if it's not hushlosh mepchil lelakach, but you wrote a secular will, and it was registered in the courts, the way they usually do, maybe that's stronger than Hushal Shmuchil Lukach. Mama, I twisted the arm of the children. Hushal Shmuchil, I took care of it in advance. I saw to it that it's going to be taken care of. If I make a secular will, and it's registered in the courts, and everybody knows, and the government will not recognize any other will that you're going to do, unless it will be a last will and testament. Maybe that's stronger than Hushal Shmuchil Lukach. Maybe there won't be any need for Hushlosh in such a situation. Chaim Oizer also writes in his Tshuva Achiezer that there was a big machloikis between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. They corresponded. The Beis Yosef lived in Eretz Yisrael and Tzfat, and they were contemporaries, and the Ramah lived in Krakow in Poland. So there was a Maaser Shehaya. A man took a neder while he was alive. Then he died before he paid up the neder. So Meisim Chavshim, the Meisim are not chayiv to fulfill any mitzvah. So let's say the father died before he had a chance to lick tefillin that day. So does it make sense the children should lick tefillin on the dead body of the father? It can't be mekayim mitzvah. So if the father took a neder to give tzedakah, give $100,000 to the local day school, and he died before he gave the money, so the children will not help the father after he dies, he's not going to be mekayim the neder. The shaila is, are they mechuyev to give from the Yerusha? There is a din by Hegdish, Amirasa la Gavoya, Kimisirasa la Hedyadami. That's a Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Kiddushin. The Mesichta starts off with Isha Niknes. How do you kind of Ishus? Then it says, how are you kind of Karka? How are you kind of Metaltalim? How are you kind of Abedibri? How are you kind of Abeknaini? How are you kind of Kinyan Agav? Metaltalim Agav Karka. So the. So then the Mishnah says that Amirasa la Gavoya and Kim Sirasa la Hedinama. When you're makna to Hegdish, if you just do Amira, you don't need any kinyon. So that's la Gavoya. What about the Tzedakah? Does the klal of Amirasa la Gavoya, Kim Sirasa, does it apply to Tzedakah? So that was the machlokes between Rabbi Yisrael Kara and the Ramah. So we had the Shaila years ago here in the Beis Medrash, and one of the boys sent the Shaila to Rabbi Asher Weiss. He didn't know who the boy was. So instead of writing the tshuva to the boy, he wrote the tshuva to me. I didn't ask him the shaila, but he honored me. He printed the tshuva in his sefer to me. So he writes in his sefer that it's a machlokes, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah in the tshuvas. And Ashkenazim, Sfarim follow the Beis Yosef, and Ashkenazim follow the Ramah. So since the Ramah holds that you don't say Mirosa the Gavoya by Tzedakah, so they're not mechuyev. They're not mechuyev to give the tzedakah after the father died. The father had taken an edit to give. He went to Shul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and he pledged to give $100,000 to the local day school. And then he died before he had a chance to give the money. So Rabbi Asher Weiss wrote mechuyev. He doesn't have to give. So I wasn't so convinced that I was right. First of all, Rabbi Chaim Oizer in his tshuva Chelek Gimel and Achiezer Simel Amidalit. First of all, he says the Ramah disagrees with the Beis Yosef's rayas, but then he says he gives in to the Beis Yosef. He's going to be mekabel apsak of the Beis Yosef. That's number one. So halacha lemaisa, the Ramah did not disagree with the Beis Yosef. Then number two, I don't think that statement is accurate, that Ashkenazim followed the Ramah and Sfardim followed the Mechaber. I think the statement should be the reverse. The Mechaber always paskens like the Pesachim HaMkubalim of the Sfardim, and the Ramah always paskens like the Ramah follows the Ashkenazim, not the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah. Ramah writes the Pesach HaMkubal by the Ashkenazim. On this issue, there was no Pesach HaMkubal. How often does this come up? Once in 100 years, that a person took a pledge to give money to the duck and he dies before he gives the money. Not such a common child. So you can't say, what's the Pesach HaMkubal by the Ashkenazim? And how do you like tefillin, shal yad, shal rosh, and this is every day of the year. The shal comes up, what do you say? Sim shalom shalom bro by mincha by my every day so shal come but he said bro and halal am shkhadesh every day every month the shal comes up so the mechaber writes the psak of the of this Rambam and the Rambam writes the psak of the Ashkenazim it's not that the Ashkenazim follow the piske ha Rambam this issue there was no masorah that the Rambam dings up with all the rayas of the of Rabbi Yosef Karo but then at the end he backs out and he gives into the Rabbi Yosef Karo. So I wasn't so convinced about Rav Chaim Moshe Pesach, about the Rav Asher Weiss Pesach. And then also Rav Chaim Moshe quotes, there's another din by Hegdish. Usually the din is Nefesh Kisishova Levate Bishasayim. A neder and a shvua, the Rambam has Yud Dalet Svarim. That's why we call it by the nickname, the Yad HaChazaka. The correct name is Mishneh Torah. But the Rambam explains in the Hakdama why he calls it the Mishneh Torah. All you have to do is read the Tanakh, read my Sefer, and you know all there is to know. So Klal Yisrael thought that was a little too much. We should call Mishneh, all you have to read is the Tanakh and the Rambam, so we don't use that name. The same thing, the Chassam Sefer called the Sefer Torah Moshe. This is Torah Moshe. Torah Moshe Sefer. It's not Torah Moshe, it's not Moshe Aben. And the Shalom. Shnei Luchas Zabris, this is the Shnei Luchas Zabris. So we call it the Shalom, we call it Chacham Sofer. We don't call it Shnei Luchas Zabris. Those are the three Svarim, the Rambam and the Shalom, and the Chacham Sofer Ala Torah. We don't call it by the proper name, because Klal Yisrael thought that the name was a little too much. So one of the 14 Svarim of the Rambam is Sefer HaFloh. HaFloh is Nefesh Kisishova. Isha Kiafli Linda Deda Nozel Lahazel Hashem. So the word Haflah means Yifarish Bisfasov, Rashi says. Parley Belaz, to speak. So Sefer Haflah in the Rambam is one of the 14 Svarim of the Rambam. It gives you all the dinim and the Dorim Mishvuz and the Zivis and the Haram and the Hagdashis and Erechim and Afrasha's Trumas and Maisis is also an Indian of Haflah. So the Gemara says in Shvuz and Dav Chavav and Mabez Dabik, Omash Shmuel. Goma Beliba lets a person made up his mind he's accepting a neder. He's not going to eat potato chips anymore. He has to go on a diet. The doctor told him to go on a diet. So he makes up his mind, not going to eat potato chips, not going to eat cookies anymore. But he never said it. So the Gemara says, Goma Beliba, even though he made up his mind, it's not chal until Tzarech Lehoitzeh Bisvasam. Because it's Shev Nefesh Kishishova Levate Bisvasam. So the Gemara says, but there are two exceptions to the rule that in Yoni Hafloa Chal Bemachshova. So one is truma, because the pasuk says in the end of Parshas Korach, "V'nechshav lachem trumaschem, kadogan men agar lachem leim men ayekev." So the pshuto shel mikra means something else. Pshuto shel mikra means when the levi gets maaser rishon from the farmer, the levi has to be mafresh maaser min ha-maaser. That's called trumas maaser. So that has the exact same din as truma gedolah. The Mishnah in Me'ilah says that you don't get malchus for eating macholos asuris unless you eat a whole kazayis. One time, Reb Shimon holds kosher hula malchus, Mishneh Malchus and Perek Eila and Aloikin. He says if you eat a chatzishir, you get malchus, and we don't paskin like that. You have to eat a full kazayis. So what if you eat a kazayis of treif of food, but a half a kazayis was tevel and a half a kazayis was chazer? So that's a machloikas hatanoim, whether isurim mitzvah from zeim zeh, we paskin. No, ain't isurim mitzvah from zeim zeh. So you only get malchus if you eat a full kazayis of chazir or a full kazayis of tevel, let's say. So the Mishnah says, well, what if you have four isurim on the books and the minyan mitzvahs, the four different isurim, but it's all shem echod, the shirim shavim, mishmaseim shavim. The shirim is kazayis on all of them, and all four are called truma. So the Mishnah gives the example, a person is not a kohen, so he's not allowed to eat truma, bikurim, chala, and Maisa Mena Maisa is exactly the same as Truman. Let's say he's mafresh all four at the same time. So he says one bracha, la frashas Truman. He's mafresh Truma Gedoyla. Maisa Mena Maisa is also din like Truma. And Chala and Bikurim. It's all Shem Echud. So if he eats a quarter of a kazayis, a zar eats a quarter of a kazayis of Truma, a quarter of a kazayis of Chala, a quarter of a kazayis Bikurim, a quarter of a kazayis Maisa Mena Maisa, and eats everything then he's like it because it's shame echad. So that's the pashup shat and the pasuk. Lechem trumas chem. When the levi is mafresh ma'isa mina ma'isa trumas ma'isa, he gives it to the kohen that has the same status like kadogam min agor mecham leim min ayakev as the shame truma like the truma gedola that the farmer is mafresh v'lechatchila from the tevel. That's the pshuto shal mikra. So the Gemara has, the Torah Shabbat has an additional level of interpretation. That pasuk menechshav lachem chumaschem chumen. He tells us memachshav. You don't even have to pick up the bushel. Let's say you have 50 bushels. You mafresh echad mechamishim. Mida beinanis. You mafresh 2% echad mechamishim. So he doesn't even have to pick up on bushel. He does have to say hareza truma lashem alakol. He just thinks in his mind. I hereby declare that this is truma. He doesn't have to enetzoch lagbim enetzoch lomad befer. Nechshalachem chumaschos. So truma nitelus memachshav. Then that's one exception to the rule. Then the Gemara says, "Shnei suvim haboin keichad." The other exception to the rule is that korbanos achal b'machshava. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, called "Nidiv leboilus heviu." Those who had been menadev believum to bring a korban oila brought the korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash, because even though usually you require nefesh kisushaba levate b'sosai and shvua neder is not chalat as you pronounce it with your lips. But Karbanos is Chal B'machshava. So what about Tzedakah? They say, let's say they made an appeal in the shul, and the appeal was so moving, I made up my mind that I'm going to give $1,000. If I didn't make up my mind, the Hechlit, I keep on jumping back and forth. He's the one is making the appeal, giving a long rush for 5-10 minutes, and I keep on switching my mind. Maybe I'll give $1,000, maybe I'll give $100, maybe I'll give $500, $750, $150, $180. I keep on changing my mind. That's not called Chalba Machshava. That's a Shid Mukubetzes in the Dharma, Baruch Ber. And the Baruch HaShmol quotes a Shid Mukubetzes in the first paragraph in the Dharma. If he's toying with different ideas, so you don't say he has to give the highest amount. It's only if he's Machlit, that he's going to give. But let's say the appeal was so moving, he made up his mind, he's going to give $1,000, and that's it. Then when it comes, that was on Shabbos morning, when they made the appeal, then it comes Sunday morning, he comes to shul with the checkbook. Now he changed his mind, he doesn't want to give $1,000, he'll give $150. So then we say, what's the din? They say that stock is also chal b'machshava. The person only says that by korbanos it's chal b'lev. But by tzedakah, there's no pasuk. So that's a machlokes. So the Ramah paskin, the Ramah, the one who was dealing with Rabbi Yosef Karo about Amiras of the Gemara, said the Ramah writes both in Kosher Mishpat as well as in Yeridei Hilchas tzedakah that tzedakah is chal b'machshava, just like korbanos is chal b'machshava. So Reb Chaim Oyser says, how can you say that the Ramah disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Karo on Amiras of the Gemara, Kim Siras of the Hedam? He says it's even chal b'machshava. It's even chal b'machshava. So of course it's chal a shibud is chal, but it's only chal b'machshava b'toras neder. And if he dies, he doesn't have to give. No, you see from Amiras of the Gemara that all the dinim of hekdesh carry over to tzedakah. So this din of Amiras of the Gemara, Kim Siras of the Hedam, also carries over. So when the person the boy who learned in the Kol was his grandfather, who had pledged to give $100,000 to the local day school. And then when he passed away, so the uncle, who was the Irish, was not interested in giving so much money to the day school. He didn't want to give the money. And he shared half the money with his sister. The sister had children who were learning in the Kol. The sister had children learning here and the other yeshivas. Strictly speaking, the brother had the right to take the whole Yerusha for himself, but he shared 50% of Yerusha with the sister. So that was a shaila that they asked Rabbi Asher Weiss. Is the sister mechuyev to give the full amount, $100,000, or half of the amount, because she got half of the Yerusha, or zero? Maybe not mechuyev to give anything. So Rabbi Asher Weiss thought meikirat din zero. But Rabbi Chaim Oyser doesn't seem to hold like that. He says, you see that kol nediv leivoylus heviu, that machshava carries over from Hegdish to Tzedakah. Sami Rasul Gaba also carries over, and the Ramo and the Tshuva also. He deals up with the Rayas of the Beis Yosef, but then at the end he's kofui to Rabbi Yosef. He gives in to his son. So the Pashtus is that the Yoshim should have to give the money. The Gemara in Ardaf tells the story about Issa Giyora, that he wanted to give the money to his son, but the son wasn't related to the father because the father was a Nochri. When the mother became pregnant with the baby, and he only converted later, so there's no Yerusha over here. So Rabbi said he was going to call me, I won't go, otherwise I'll make a Maimah Shloshtam. And then someone advised Issa Giyora, he can give it over The Gemara says, "Veleknina beodisa." Why gosne makne with odisa? So the simple reading of the words, three lines from the bottom on Kuf Mem Tezem, and of the word veleknina sounds like odisa is a kinyan. So this is a big question. There is a Gemara in, there is a Mishnah in Trumas. A Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni. The din is in this week's Sedra, the end of Bechul Kosai. When a person is paid his own Ma'aseh Sheni, he has to be Ma'aseh Chaymash. If someone else is paid, you don't have to be Ma'aseh Chaymash. If a person is Magdish something and he's paid him in a Hegdish, he has to be Ma'aseh Chaymash. Whatever the Karen is, he has to add 25% more. Chaymash means 25% more. So the Mishnah says, it's an interesting Mishnah, how can you do an act of harama? What can you do shtick in order to save yourself from giving the chomish? So there's an interesting Yerushalmi on that Mishnah, and Kol HaTorah Kula, we don't permit harama to pati yourself from doing a mitzvah. This is the way to do the mitzvah, Bishlei Musa. The din is that the Tosefes Chomish is not miyakim, the Gemara says in Perek HaZohar. Being Maisel Chaymish is not Miyakib. If he gave the Karen, so the Maisel Sheni is Nifted, but the Evid and the Hegdish is Nifted. But it's a mitzvah Bishlei Musa. It's a mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah Bishlei Musa to be Maisel Chaymish. So is that right? To use a harama to pati yourself from a mitzvah? That's not right. The Rishami says in Kol HaTorah Kula, we don't permit a harama to pati yourself from a mitzvah. Only over here by Tosefes Chaymish, because the Pasuk says, Bracha Ksiv Bei. It says, Kirichak Mem Chamokim. If you live far away from Yerushalayim, and it'll be very expensive to transport all of, you're going to have tons of Ma'aseh Sheni to bring to Yerushalayim. Transportation is going to cost you a fortune. So sometimes the transportation may cost more than the whole value of the Paris. So that's why the Torah gives you a kula. Kiva rechecha Hashem alakecha. It was a bountiful year. You have a lot of Paris. So then the Torah says, v'tzata kesa b'yadecha. The Torah gives you a kula that you can be paid onto money, bring the money to Yerushalayim. Instead of bringing truckloads of Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, bring the money, and then you're going to start the kesef, ba'boka, ba'tzana, ba'yayna, ba'shecher, and you'll eat the Ma'aseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So the Yerushalmi says, this is the only area where we allow harama to pati yourself from a mitzvah, because brocha k'siba, the pasuk says, ki b'recha Hashem alakech. Other areas, halacha, you're not permitted to use a harama. That's what the Nesivis, who wrote the Nesidus, Nachash Mishmer wrote all this rhyme, so he has a collection of Jewish that's called Nachlas Yaakov. The first half of the Sefer is drushes by the Nesidus, that they quote a lot of those drushes. The Brisker Rabbi used to quote over those drushes. I remember Rav Gerelik used to tell us over, he heard from the Brisker Rabbi the name of the Nesidus, but he does know where it is. He doesn't know where it's printed. Years later, I found all the things he said over were in this Sefer, Nachlas Yaakov. He has drushes on the parshiyos. He was a rabbi in the community. He has drushes, he has a spedim, he has an agarata, interpretations and agarata. And then he has chuvas in the end. So the first half of the chuvas are his, second half of the chuvas by his grandson. So the very first chuvah is a chuvah to the Rav in Buchach. Buchach was a city in Galicia. If I'm not mistaken, I think Shai Agnon came from Buchach. And the stories that he writes about Orech Natal Alun, the whole book, that's about his city, Buchach. So Buchach was a city, and the Rav in Buchach, during the lifetime of the Nesivis, sent them a letter. How can you? The Nesivis was the one who approved the institution of Mechiras Chametz as we know it today. In the Tosefta, the only case you have of Mechiras Chametz is a fellow's traveling on a boat. It's going to take him forever to go on the boat. And they don't serve you meals on the boat. Every passenger has to bring, it's not the Queen Elizabeth, you have to bring your own food. So the fella brings chametz, and then it comes Pesach. So what's he going to do with the chametz? He's going to throw it into the ocean, so he's not going to have any kosher food to eat after Pesach. So he makes a deal. He sells the chametz to a goy on the boat, and then he tells him, after Pesach, I'll buy it back, because I can't buy late, but you will buy much. So the Tosefta only has it when you have a big shas hatrak, you have no choice. But the Nesivis is the one who instituted it on a regular basis. All the balabatim go to the rabbi. All the farmers, the cattle farmers, so they have to feed the animals chametz. So they sell the animals to the goy. They sell the chametz to the goy. It's a standard procedure, even though there's no big hefset merub over there. So that's what the Rav in Buchach tainted against the Nesivis. How can you allow that? That's harama. That's a legal fiction. And the Rishami says the only time we allow harama in a mitzvah is by Kesa Marim Ala Maisen Shein Liv Dosa Bala Chomish, to save yourself the Chomish, because Bracha Ksibo, and the Pasuk says, Ki Verachel Hashem Elokech. So the Nesivis, this is the first Tshuva that Nachas Yang, so the Nesivis answers, go fly kite, don't bother me, my Psak has been accepted by all the Rabbanim, the Bavli doesn't agree with your Yerushalmi. The Bavli in Gittin seems to hold that the Haram is always Mutter, so don't bother me. So there's a Gemara in Bab Metzia and Perek HaZohar where the Gemara is talking about a Mishnah there in Truma, in Maisel Sheni. So if I'm Poyder in Maisel Sheni, then I have to be Maisel Chamish. Someone else is Poyder in Maisel Sheni. He doesn't have to be Maisel Chamish. Let's say my next door neighbor is friendly with me, but he doesn't have any money. So I'm going to give him the money that he should be Poyder in Maisel Sheni for me, and I won't have to be Maisel Chamish. But if I give him my money and the money still belongs to me, so just because someone else is my shliach, that doesn't help. I still have to be Maisel Chamish. So it has to be a friend of mine. I have to give him the money with no strings attached. But if he can walk off with the money, I'll give him his $1,000 and walk off with $1,000, no strings attached. It has to be a good friend of mine. He's not going to double cross me. He's not going to walk off with the money. So the Mishnah says, you give him the money. What happens if the farmer, the next door neighbor doesn't have any money. The farmer has the money at home. He doesn't have the money with him now. So how can it be makna the money to the next door neighbor who's going to do him a favor? How can it be makna the money to the neighbor to be paid the baloi chomesh? So it's a discussion there in Bav Metzia and Daf Mem Vav and Aleph. So the Gemara says, why can't he be makna b'chalipin? You're wearing a jacket. Years ago, when the Rabbanim would, when the Balabatim would ask the rabbi to sell the chametz for them, so the minig is, the Rama writes, the minig is when you appoint someone as a shliach to give a get for you, you appoint the rabbi as a shliach to sell the chametz for you, so the rabbi makes it a kinyan chalipa. So years ago, the minig used to be, the rabbi would give the corner of his kapata to the balabas, and they would hold on to this. If you hold on to gimel, it's boys. That's good enough. You don't have to hold on to the whole beggar. That's what the Gemara said. Commander Tof is done. Commander Pasik done. So he used to give over the beggar. So the Gemara says, the farmer has the money at home. Let it be makdan the money to his next door neighbor, to his friend. And then the friend will be able to be paid. You don't have to have the cash in your hand. The friend will be able to be paid in the Maisa Sheni with the money that he has in my house. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino, and the Mishnah doesn't tell you that Eitzah. So Shema Mino, the Ein Ma'ben Nikna B'Chalipin. That's how we pass. Ein Ma'ben Nikna B'Chalipin. The Gemara says, maybe it's talking that the friend, the good friend, doesn't have any clothes. Doesn't have any clothes. What, he's naked? So the Gemara says, Agavra Artiloi. A crazy case? The guy has no clothes. How's he going to say the bracha on Pigim Ma'isajeni? The whole story is so wild. So the Gemara says, that's the Raya. So Tais is there, yes, this Kasha. But our Gemara says that you can make a Kenyan of Udisa. So why can't I be Makna the money in my home with a Kenyan of Udisa to my best friend? And then he'll be able to be paid in my Sesheni. So Tais is assuming that Udisa is a Kenyan. The Gemara says, Udisa is a Kenyan. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, they have no teretz. On the side, on the margin there, in Bav Metzia, Mem Vav, and Aleph, the top Tosfos asked the Kasha, have no answer. So it says on the side, look in the Tosfos in Bava Kama Kuvdal on the base, but the Tosfos does have an answer. The Tosfos says there, that this Kinyan Udisa doesn't work in our Torah. There's a din, Haidoz, Badlin, Kameya, Eidim, Dami, that's a pasuk, that is a din deraisa. Hashem, Ki Huzeb, Eloizeh, the Rashi in the beginning of Bav Metzia, when the Gemara says Hadas Badin Kameidim Dami Atzat Tosefta, the Rashi says where did the Tosefta? How did the Tosefta know it's true? Because there's an institution in Moed B'Miktzas Yichai V'Shvu. If you go for Hakol, you don't have to swear. If you Moed B'Miktzas, you have to swear. Why? Because the fact that Moed B'Miktzas and Kofi B'Miktzas that shows a Shtikol Raglaim LaDover that the Taina Sataveya is a stronger Taina. The Taveh has a stronger Taina than the Nitva. He says, you owe me $100, and the Nitva is made of a Mikta. So that shows that the Taina of Taveh is wiser, show it's stronger. Because our doors badin kame yam dam. You see, from that parsha, Hashem ki huzeh, beloizeh, from that parsha of made of a Mikta, you see that our doors badin kame yam dam. So that works, menatur. But Udisa, that it constitutes a Kenyan, like the Gemara seems to be like Ninu, that's only with the Rabban. That's not menatur. So Tosfos says, Tosfos Bava Kama, Kudal on the base hand, says the end of a long Tosfos there. So you say, since the Kinyan is only Medir Rabbanan, that's not good enough to be considered his money that he should be paid in the Maaseh Sheni B'li Chaimash. Why is it not good enough? So on the daf in Bava Metzia, if you look in the old Ritva, some of the other Rishonim say, the old Ritva is by somebody else, not really the Ritva, but whatever. Some of the Rishonim say like this. When the Gemara says, Velikninu, it doesn't mean that it's a Kinyan. It just, if there'll be a Din Torah, the other person will win in a Din Torah, but it doesn't really constitute a Kinyan. But Tosfos Bava Kama doesn't seem to say like that. They say, it is a Kinyan, but it's only a Kinyan with the Rabbana, so that's not good enough to be considered his money, benegeh to pidyon ma'aseh sheni. That's a famous discussion, machlokes the Ktzoisin and the Nesivos. The Beis Yosef and Eben Ezra quotes from one of the Rishonim, I think the Rabbi Yeruchim, that let's say the Chassan is nervous, he's afraid he's going to forget the ring. So he gives the ring to his best friend. The best friend is not getting married, he's not so nervous. So he said, don't forget to bring the ring to the wedding. Comes to the wedding, the best friend forgot the ring. So how's the Chassan got to be Mekadosh the Ish? He doesn't have the ring. So the Rabbi Yeruchim says, let him stand under the chuppah, the best friend. And the Chassan will say, Hareat Mukadesh is li b'tabas, that my best friend has at home. He agrees that he has my ring. So if you have a pikodin and you have a maimah shloshtan, the mafkid and the nifkad are both there, and the isha is there. All three are present. So that's a takana derabban, maimah shloshtan. That's the Gemara Gittin, the Afyud Gimel. There's an institution of maimah shloshtan. So maimah shloshtan is only a takana derabbanan. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, she'll only be an eshu sish derabban. She won't be an eshu sish deraisi. Because menat Torah, he didn't give her any kesef. So the Beis Yosef disagrees. He says, what do you mean? But all Takanas the Rabbanan and the area of Dina Maminas are based on the idea of Hefke Bezna Hefke. Hefke Bezna Hefke is a Pasuk. The Gemara in the Sugya in Gittin and the Sugya Prusbo learns that from two different Pesukim. Hefke Bezna Hefke is a Din Deraisa. So the Beis Yosef says he disagrees with the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and he thinks it's a Gedushin Deraisa. The Ktzos quotes the Beis Yosef and he thinks the Beis Yosef is right. And the Sivis disagrees with the Ktzos. He says, no. Hefke bezna hefke works manatoira. There are psukim works manatoira. They declare it as ownerless hefke. But I want to declare that it should belong to somebody else. That works. That's only midirabbanim. That's only make believe midirabbanim manatoira. You don't say hefke bezna hefke lahaknas lacher. So that's a famous machlokes or rishonim. Every rishon is involved in some place or another. The Diri Yecheskel is a fantastic sefer of Chidush HaTorah written by one of the Rosh Yeshiva from Slobodka, from Europe. So he has a whole Simon involved. It's all about this topic. He quotes a few Rishonim, doesn't quote all, quotes a few Rishonim, there are Stiris and there are Ramban here and there, whether this is correct or not, whether a Kinyan the Rabbanan is Moyal for a Din Deraisa, let's say the first day of Sukkot, in each Shalachem and HaTorah. In order to be Yotze, the second day Sukkot is only Nitzal Lechem and the Rabbanan. So let's say for the first day Nitzal Lechem and the Torah, what if I was Makna, the Lulav and the Esrik, to the other person with a Kinyan and the Rabbanan? He didn't make a Kinyan and the Rabbanan, he only made a Kinyan and the Rabbanan. So is that good enough? Does that work when the Torah? Does it only work when the Rabbanan? So that's the Pasha Pshat in the Tosfos there in Bava Kama, Kuvdalan on the base. That the fellow can't be Makna. The cash, the farmer has the cash in his home. He doesn't have it here. He can't give it over to his best friend. So he wants to be makna the cash to the friend by a kinyan or disa. So Tosfos assumes Odisa is a kinyan. It's not just that he'll win and it didn't turn. Odisa is a kinyan. But since it's only a kinyan with the Rabbanan, so it doesn't work to solve a problem deraisa. In order that the other person should own the money, that he should be able, you can't be paid in Maaseh Sheni if the money doesn't belong to you. You can't be paid in Maaseh Sheni with money of Hefker. So since Hefker doesn't Hefker, Lahaknas Lachem only works with the Rabbanon, so Shalachem and the Rabbanon is not good enough for Dinim Deraisa. So that's what Tosfos says. And others answer differently. Others answer that, other Rishonim say that it's not a Kenyan at all, it's just that you win the Din Torah. The Loshan HaGemar, but the Kenyan is Labdavke. So I remember years ago, one of the boys, many years ago, over 40 years ago, one of the boys went to Einstein Medical School. So the doctor who was interviewing him was a woman. Her name was Dr. Rain. She was interviewing him for medical school. And in his application, he wrote that as a hobby, what other things that does he have interest in? He studies Talmud with the commentary. So she asks him, which commentary do you study on the Talmud? See, it starts saying, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rama on the right. What else? The Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramban, Amor. What else? What else? What else? She wants to know these. Does he study the Karni Re'im? Her name is Dr. Re'im. That was her maiden name. She was a descendant of the Karni Re'im. Who is the Karni Re'im? He has a couple of footnotes on the bottom on the Marshua once in a long while. Once every 20 pages. Yes, sir. So she wanted to know, does he study the Karni Re'im? Of course we said, everybody studies the Karni Re'im. So there's the Karni Re'im on Gittin and Daf Yud Gimel. The Maharsha and the Maharshal both asked the same question. What was the need to make a Takana of Maim and Shloshton? What do you need a Takana of Maim and Shloshton? You can always memak the money, Aydei Kinyun Adisa. Maim and Shloshton is the Rabban, Adisa is the Rabban. So they're both made the Rabban. So what did you have to make a Takana of Maim and Shloshton? Odisa, you don't even have to have, all the three people don't have to be there. Odisa is easier. So the Marshal says, Odisa is Dach Sheker, and he quotes a Pasuk, Dvar Sheker, the Yikon, the Negede Necho, the Rabban Shalom doesn't like Sheker, and the Chazal, and not only Makber on Sheker, and the Makber on Mechzik in Shikra. So that's why it's not a nice thing to make it. It's Shalor B'Tzon Chachamim, to make a Kinyon Odisa, because it's based on Sheker. That's what the Maharshal says. The Mashal is not happy with the Marshal. Mechzik Shikra. We do it all the time. You make Lahidol's Badin. Let's say our practice is that the Chassan tells the Eidim to sign the Ksuba and the Chassan's Tish. The Ksuba that they sign says, well, this is to testify, we the undersigned testify, that the Chassan said to the Kala Haveli into Bana Eflach Veka, he didn't marry the girl yet. So they sign a statement that's Mamish Sheker. He made Lahidol's Badin. The Mishnah says later, at the end of the Masech, the Kaisan Shtar, here, and Kuf Samach Vav and Meralach, going over to Amid Beis, Kuf Samach Zayin, Kaisan Shtar Leloi, Vach Pishay Mal De'imai, the top line. This. He made a Hadas Badin, so you don't worry about Sheker. We do it all the time. So the Mashal is not happy about the Mashal with the Sheker. He made a Hadas Badin, so what are you worried about? So the Mashal gives a different answer. He says that if you're going to make a Kinyan Adisa, you have to have two Edom. So you don't always have kosher Edom available. So that's why they made a Takona of Maim HaShloshim. So the Karni Re'im on the bottom of the page points out, did you see what the Marshal said over here? The Ktzois has the same thing on Chosh Mish, but he didn't have a Karni Re'im, Karni Re'im didn't have a Ktzois. Okay. So they both say the same thing. The Marshal said a Chiddush, that you have to have Edis L'kiyam Adava, that Odisa should work. Why? Odisa, if you want to say that it's a Kinyan, not just a Hidras Badin, a Kinyan, you have to have a strong Gemiras Das. You have to have a strong Gemiras Das to be Makna just with the Odisa. So whenever you make a Hidras Badin in the presence of two Kosher Eidim, that makes it stronger. That's how Rab Chaim explains the Mishnah Lamelech. Mishnah Lamelech raises the question whether Yibum needs Eidus L'Kiyam Adava. When you make Kiddush Biyah, Kiddush Kesem Shtai Biyah, the Gemara says, you need Eidus L'Kiyam Adava. So what about Yibum? Does Yibum need Eidus L'Kiyam Adava? So one could have said that, it's a Machlokes HaRishayim. In Shulchan Aruch, they call it a Machlokes HaRishayim. And Shaila, how we pass Kan La'alochem. The Bin Yansion has the Shaila. Twice it happened that the Bin Yansion lived in Germany. So you would think that the Yekis are so proper. So on two different occasions, a man died leaving no children, and his brother had a crush on his sister-in-law, and he was mezana with his sister-in-law. And there were no Eidim. He didn't tell Eidim. He was just having a good time. I called him on, the brother was alive. She's an Eishes Ish. Eishes Af, the brother died. So the question is, can he do Chalitza now? Or do you say he has to give a get? He did Bia, but there were no Eidim L'Kiyam Adava. If, so the Pashtus is, the Shaila is, is Yibum is a Kiddushi Biyah? It's a Kiddushi Biyah and the Exodus L'Kiyam Adav. Or is it the Mitzvah of Yibum? Mitzvah of Yibum is kind of saying the Mitzvah maybe does mean Exodus L'Kiyam Adav. So this is, the Mishnah Melech raises the question, but the Mishnah Melech doesn't present it like that. Is it a Mitzvah of Yibum that's kind of, or is it Kiddushi Biyah? He says, since Yibum is kind of even Shalom Midaito, like over here, he didn't have a mind to be kind of the Yisha. He just wanted to have a good time with her. They always liked each other, so now the husband died, so she was mezana with the brother-in-law. So he has a suffix, maybe you don't need Eidus L'Kiyam Adava because you don't need Das. What's the connection between Eidus L'Kiyam Adava and Das Kiddushin? Rab Chaim explains in the Sefer on Hilchos Chalitza that the purpose of Eidus Lekim Adav is to make it a higher level of Das. Mekach HaMemkar, you need a lower level of Das. Kiddushin, you need a higher level of Das. It's more, it's going to be Negeta the rest of your life. And Negeta, Reb Chaim holds, you even need a higher level of Das than you need by Kiddushin. And by the Dor Mishvus and the Ziris, you need a lower level of Das than you need by Mekach HaMemkar. Das HaFlozen, HaFmufla Samach Leish is good. Different levels of Das. So Reb Chaim explains that the Eidus Lekim Adav is to elevate the level of Das. He's expressing Das in public, so it's a stronger level of Das. So that's the Shaila, whether Yibum needs Eidus Lekim Adav, because you don't need Das. You don't need Das, and maybe that's why you don't need Eidus Lekim Adav. So that's what this Maharsha in Gittin, the kind of aim, there on Gittin, after Gimel points that out. That you need a higher level of das for Udisa to be kinder. There's such a shitas harayvet on daf mem amen aleph. The Gemara has three lines from the top. So the Gemara says kinyan lifnei shloisha vein tzarach loy meksoivu. So Tosfos says it's lav davke. You don't need eidus kinyan lifnei shnayim. Not that you need eidus l'kinyan adav by chalipa. No, it doesn't mean that. It means if you made a kinyan chalipa in the presence of two eidim, they have a right to write a shtar. They don't have to authorize the Eidim to write the Shtar. That's self-understood. It's implicit when you make a king Khalib in that you're authorizing the Eidim to write a Shtar. So the Ravid quoted by the Shittim Kubetzin says, not so. No, king Khalib needs Eidus L'Kim Adav, and the Ravid is on the Hasagas, on the Ramam also, on Perakei, and Ilchas Mechira. The Ramam says you never need Eidus L'Kim Adav by Mashiach, by Hashboa, by Mesira, by Chotzer, by Yad, and by Suder. The Rabbi says not everybody agrees by Suda, he disagrees. Yeah, it's based on this Gemara. Where did the Gemara get it from? Said Ibn Ezra on Megillah Asru says it's based on the Pasuk. Zos hatu'udah b'Yisrael. What do you mean? Zos hatu'udah alzen ha'idim ha'idim. And that's when the Pasuk writes up the Kinyan Chalipin. So why do you need Eidus L'kim Adav? So Rav Soloveitchik used to explain. Rav Baruch Be'er has this in the name of Rav Chaim. Also in the end, the Kiddushin, that the Rabbi's opinion Eidus L'kim Adav, because Kinyan Chalipin is not a Kinyan, it's just a stronger level of Gemira's Das, and the Kinyan is Chalad, the Gemira's Das. It's just a symbolic act giving over the handkerchief. So since it's a Kinyan Haknomi Das, they need a higher level of Das, so that's why the Rabbi holds that you need Eidus L'kim Adav. We mentioned before that Rabbi Chaim Oizer raised the possibility that if he made a secular will, since the one who made the will knows that the government will not recognize anything else. The government will take care of everything. They'll distribute all the money the way he wrote in the secular will, if it's registered in the court. So maybe that's equivalent to, maybe it's even stronger than Hushlash Mitchila Lakach. It's going to be taken care of by the government. So Moshe Feinstein has in it a footnote and a tshuva. He doesn't even write it as a separate tshuva. As a tshuva in Ebenezer, and this is, by the way, he throws in a chiddush nifla, unbelievable, that most of the poskim have not accepted. Rav Moshe has two parts. He says, first of all, whenever there's an umdana that there's a very strong Gemira's Das, and then you can make a kinyan with Dvarim HaNiknam Amir. You don't need any Maisa kinyan. So there's a long Rashash in Bechoris in the second parak and Daf Yutches, where the Rashash quotes a lot of Gemaras. And if you look in the Chazanish and Chelik Chashemishpat, so the first two pages in the Sefer by the Chazon Ish's father, who is a big Talmud Chacham, so he brings all the rayas of the Rashash plus more. So that part of Rav Moshe Feinstein's Chiddush, that says in Poskim, whenever there's a situation where there's an umdeh in the Mukhim, there's a very strong Gemira's Das, then the Kinyan could be Dvarim HaNiknam Amira, you don't have to do a Maisa Kinyan. So then Rav Moshe says, if you fill out a secular will, and we know the government will only honor the secular will, unless you write a later last will and testament. The government will not honor anything else. So maybe such a strong Gemira's Das, and maybe the Kinyan is Chal without any need for a Maisa Kinyan. And then he has, okay, that's not bad. Then he has the second part, that's the part that most don't accept. Rav Moshe said, but in the will, you write, I bequeath. I mean, I'm leaving this over after I die. Calls man, I'm alive, all the nechasim belong to me. It's a Kinyan Lachamisen. So the Gemara has a call, Ein Kinyan Lachamisen. So Moshe says, not true. Ein Kinyan Lachamisen means, I die today, and I said, the Kinyan should take effect June 15th. So who did it belong to in between? So when it comes June 15, it didn't belong to me. But if I say, Kozman, and I'm alive, the property belongs to me. The second I die and I can no longer have ownership, then I want the property to go to you. So Moshe said, Yesh kin la hamisa, there's no hapsok in between. So that's what Dayan Grosnas used to be a Talmid Chacham in London. He learned in Radin. He was a Levi and the Chofetz Chaim was a Kohen, so he was a Yekke. He came from, there weren't so many Talmidim from Germany learning in the Litvish Yeshiva. So the Chofetz Chaim was very nice to him. And he had him always wash his hands on Sholosh Regalim by Duchene. So Dayan Grosnas was very proud of that. He was very friendly with Rabbi Gorelick and all the when I was a Talmud in the Yeshiva, all the Rabbeim were Europeans who learned in the European Yeshiva. So this Dayan Grosnas was a buddy of this. So Dayan Grosnas has tshuvas, very nice, modern style tshuvas. He learned Barab Baruch Be'er. So he quotes Rabbi Baruch Be'er in the tshuvas, and he traveled to Yerushalayim every so often. He would consult Rabbi Avla Soloveitchik. He never got a straight answer from Rabbi Avla on anything. He quotes a few times. Rabbi Avla said, your shayla is a good shayla, but he would never pasken anything. Rabbi Avla himself had a shayla. He would ask someone else. He would never take the achrayis to pasken a shayla. So Rav Moshe has this chiddush that Yesh Kin Yalachem Isa. Dayan Grosnas has rayas from the Gemara that is not so. Most of the poskim have accepted Dayan Grosnas' position, and they have the Torah now about this. So most of the dayanim do not accept Rav Moshe on this. They hold Yesh Kin Yalachem Isa even applies in such a situation. Okay, these are important dinim. Very good.